The new state of emergency in the Gambia orders mosques, churches, and schools to close and imposes a night curfew. Essential businesses like food markets, banks, and pharmacies may remain open, but only in the daytime. The government also says markets and shopping areas would be closed on Sundays to enable cleaning or fumigation by area and municipal councils. Ahmed Manjang is a Gambian biomedical scientist who works for the Saudi King Fahad Medical City Hospital in Saudi Arabia. Manjang questions whether the emergency measures will be effective.
We are at a stage whereby the virus has took a foothold in the society, and to control the chain of transmission or infection for this virus, we know, is very, very difficult. Even for well-developed countries like the US or the European countries, we've seen that. Sorry to say this, but we are ill-disciplined. We don't like to follow instructions. So that's why I think it's a little bit too late.
Ifi Nyasi is a Gambian nurse in the United States. She says having a curfew is good, but effective enforcement is another thing.
People are giving bribe at the airport, said they would escape quarantine. It's just so many things going on. The curfew is good, but they need to have some more plans that they would implement during the day. School is closed. Kids are all over the street. Social distancing is not happening. We have seen funerals of some of our icons in Gambia. And the funeral, you can see people not wearing masks. You can see the government doing stuff that they are not supposed to do.
There are also concerns about how people will get by financially in the next 3 weeks of emergency. Nyang Jai is a Gambian economist.
This has some serious economic implication, especially on the transportation sector and retail businesses. Transporters, basically taxi drivers and others, will be at a loss of revenue because there will be less, if not no, traffic on the road at that time. Supermarket, convenience stores, and other markets that open late will also have a loss in revenue.
Tourism and agriculture account for the greater chunk of Gambia's gross domestic product. Both sectors have been hard hit because of the virus. Farming work would be partially disrupted because of the hours associated with the curfew. The country is also battling with massive youth unemployment. Economist Njai again.
Equally, Gambians are asking who is going to pay for this economic loss or the opportunity cost that would-be businesses would have incurred. Gambia is an impoverished country with a median income of no more than $175 per individual, and also having a very large population of people living under $1 a day. So the social aspect of this whole lockdown, it's a cause for concern.
Njai fears that there would be hunger in the country. He says there might be eviction notices for tenants who are unable to pay their rent.
People are calling for voucher systems whereby people will have vouchers to buy food. People are calling for the government to help in utilities and rent. But these are all things that are of luxury because the government of the Gambia is not endowed. But what we know as economists and what we know as observers of the way government does things is that we are in for a long haul. And the long haul is the disruptions that this economy is going to face.
Gambia has recorded more than 900 COVID-19 cases so far, with over a dozen deaths. For VOA Daybreak Africa, this is Pandering by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.